hey, good. There's somebody living here now. I'm still new to this neighborhood. The last couple times I visited this house, there was nobody here. Did you just move in? Would you be a gentleman and let me in? Oh, right, sorry. I'm a night sister. See, look, here's my guild ring. It's authentic. The spell's active. See how the gem glows? Fake ones don't do that. I'm legit. Can I come in now? Thank you. You seem awfully tense and kind of defensive. I hope I'm not interrupting anything. Were you eating dinner or something? Oh, thank you for taking my bag. Do you have a place I can hang my coat up? Yes, thank you. Is it just you here? A wife and kids in the back room, maybe? I have my flute with me. Oh, just you. Living alone? Really? I'm surprised. Guys don't stay single for very long in this village. Oh, no thanks. I've already eaten. There's a family down the block that likes me to stop by most nights. I play the harp and sing for the kids to help get them to sleep. They always feed me dinner when I visit. But how about you? Are you looking for entertainment? Or maybe just some company? I wouldn't mind helping out to earn a place to sleep tonight. Maybe I could do the dishes. Why do you look so confused? Wait a minute. Am I the first night sister you've met? Whoa, where did you come from? Oh, wow. You actually work in the castle? That's amazing. So what if it's just the armory? That's still a pretty big deal. Ah, you trained in the Western province. That explains everything. We don't have a guild hall west of the capital city. There's one to the north and a couple to the east along the river. It makes sense now that you've never met one of us. Me? No, technically I'm still an apprentice. I have another year before I can choose the post I really want. I want to be a court bard for one of the house ladies or lords. I love music. Joining the Night Sisters is a great way to learn to perform. I've heard most bards start out as a night sister or a night brother. But you don't seem like the musical type. Nothing wrong with that, of course. That's why I offered to do your dishes first. My focus is on entertaining, of course, but I don't mind doing the practical stuff to earn a bed. Some people appreciate that more. Yeah, that's what we do. It's part of the apprenticeship. Every night, we choose a house in our area. We do whatever is required to earn a place to sleep. In the morning, we try to get a letter of recommendation, which we take back to the guild for our mentors to review. Oh, yeah, I have lots of talents. Don't you worry. If you let me share your bed with you, I can really impress you. Oh, you should see the look on your face. Did I embarrass you? Oh, you were checking me out. Don't try and deny it. It's okay. It makes me happy. Plus, you have nothing to fear. We're all quite professional and discreet. Centuries ago, we were just called Sisters of the Night. And we were basically just prostitutes paid from the royal coffers. We've become much more since then. More honorable and respected. These rings, our rings, took away the stigma. What? Right. Okay. How to explain? All guild rings are magical, right? Blacksmith rings improve arm strength and prevent burns. Soldier rings increase stamina. Artist rings improve creativity and imagination, and so on. Well, our rings have a protection spell when we activate it. It protects us from various kinds of harm for the night. When the sun rises, anything that happened the previous night is erased. We can't become diseased, pregnant, or even bruised. For the girls, it's a safety net. It's a way to explore and learn. And their parents have the peace of mind that their daughter can learn a profession and one day put off the ring, get married, and start a family. Oh, sorry. I don't know about the Knight brothers. They're more secretive, especially around us. Anyway, they give us the ability to explore and experiment without repercussions. Nobody can accuse us of spreading disease and filling orphanages. Around here, especially, there's no stigma. We're welcome in any house. What do you mean? Oh, you mean if you weren't alone? Well, there wouldn't be much difference, really. I'd just be talking with your wife, too. I'd still come in and offer to help around the house and tell stories and play music. And if I picked up the right vibes, I'd offer to share your bed. I couldn't tell you how many threesomes I've had. Not all sisters will do it, but I love it. Even if all I do is watch the man and his wife having sex. I can read you pretty well, you know. You're aroused and a bit ashamed of it and very curious. Let me guess. You're waiting for me to go away so you can take care of things without anyone watching. Well, not a chance, mister. Come on. Let's go up to your room. Let me help you turn out the lamps. Just bring that candle and lead the way to the bed. You can go ahead and put out that last candle. I really just needed to see the layout of the room. I do my best work in the dark. There. Nice and dark. Of course, my ring is still glowing a little. Go ahead and take my hand, good sir. Lead me to your bed. Your hand is sweaty. Nervous? Oh, really? Your first time? Wow. You're the first virgin I've been with in a long time. That's so exciting. Here, let me get your clothes off. Don't worry. I'll take care of everything. Well, you see, in a way, I'm a virgin too. No, really. I told you, once I activate the ring, it sort of remembers how I was at that moment. And when it wears off in the morning, it returns me to how I was right then. It erases everything, even my memories. Over the past 2 years, I've had many men take my virginity, but the ring erases it, so it's like it never happened. Everything up to the point I turn it on, I remember. Like taking off clothes. Kissing each other's bodies. Taking your manhood into my hands. Kneeling down, I'm taking you into my mouth. This I will remember. The taste, the texture, the rock hard stiffness. It's making me so wet already. And I'll think about this tomorrow and the day after. And touch myself. Like this. Oh, you like that? You're getting so excited, breathing so hard. Fighting not to come already? Well, that's good. I don't want you to. Not yet. Just let me stroke you slowly and let the excitement build. Now, it's your turn to undress me. It's okay, don't be shy. It's dark. I'll help you find the buttons on my dress. Don't feel bad that you're not experienced. That's the part I like most about you right now. Just use your hands and explore me slowly. There is no rush. There. My breasts are free. Hold them in your hands. Touch them as long as you like. Go ahead and pinch them. Taste them if you want. Oh, yes. That feels incredible. Oh, wow, moving down already. Now you can find out how turned on I am. Just grab my dress at the hips and pull it down. You should explore as long as you like. Let me sit on the bed so I can spread my legs for you. Here. Let me guide your fingers. Feel around here. My outer lips. I'll spread them for you. See how slick it is in there? You did that. You turned me on so much. Here, give me your fingertip. Around here, my inner lips, and then inside, my vagina. You'll have more fun with that in a few minutes. I don't have an intact hymen, don't worry, it broke as a child. You don't have to worry about hurting me or making me bleed. Now, right here. Oh, feel that? Just rub it lightly with your fingertip. Yes. That's the clit. If you like, you can use your tongue right there. Now, put two fingers inside. Oh, fuck. I think I could come for you. Would you like that? Oh, God, me too. Okay. Just keep your fingers still. I'm gonna rock my hips. Natural, you know that? Don't ever worry that you don't have the skill or the ability to please a woman. You just proved it.
remember this moment.
Now here,
let me clean off your fingers for you. That made you moan. Did you like that? Okay. It's your turn now. I'm just going to slide up on the bed so you can get on top of me. You still nice and hard down there? Oh, it sure feels like it. Okay, so this is the part that I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's weird, I know. I've done it plenty of times, but I can't remember. I'm a little scared. No, please, I'm not worried you'll hurt me. It's just the unknown. Okay, just a moment. I need to turn my ring on. Okay. Go ahead. Here. Let me guide you in since it's dark. Right here. Now. Push. Oh. No, I mean, yeah. Oh. It hurts just a little. It's not the same as your fingers, you know? Oh, it's such an unfamiliar feeling, but oh, good. Yes, please, go ahead. We just both lost our virginity, you know? Oh. Getting close. Oh, no, 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 don't slow down, don't slow down. Don't hold back. Oh, give it to me, please. Oh, fill me up. Fill me with your pleasure, please. Oh, yes, yes. Fantasized about this so many times. I hope it was special for you. You were wonderful. And don't worry. You gave me a great memory. Even if I won't remember this right now. Would you mind just cuddling with me until morning? I'm kind of cold. Oh, thank you. So, tomorrow, could you do me a favor? Well, yeah, a letter of recommendation would be nice, but I was going to ask something else. Could you tell me about tonight? Tell me that you were wonderful, that you made me happy, that you held me and kept me warm. Tell me maybe it's time to take off the ring and settle down. Tell me that maybe I found the one. Or, you know, if you don't feel the same, leave that part out. I won't know, will I? Good night.